Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the March meeting of the IASB. We start our meeting with bearer biological assets. Michelle, please.
Okay, the IASB finalized its technical discussions on the limited scope project on bearer biological assets at the last meeting. And the staff believe that sufficient due process has been carried out. And so if the ISB is satisfied that it's been provided with sufficient analysis and undertaken appropriate consultation, the staff request permission to start the balloting process. So really the question today is, are there any further due process steps that you think that need to be performed? And does the ISB grant the staff permission to start the balloting process?
Anybody disagree? No? Okay, Michelle, you can go ahead.
Do any members intend to dissent? Proposals.
Patricia?
I may dissent. I've got to think more about the disclosure package that we're going to have, but at the moment, I think that the accounting for bare biological assets at cost before maturity violates the underlying premise of the standard that biological transformation is best reflected by fair value measurement. And so I would have retained fair value measurement through the biological transformation and switched to cost when it was fully mature. I think doing them at cost will result in little or no carrying value, and I don't think it will tell users sufficient information about the activity and the increase in value that's going on in the entity while the plants are maturing. Presumably, take a vineyard. The land is going to be more valuable, I think, with vines that are fully mature and can produce grapes than if you're buying a vineyard where all you've got is the dirt and you have to plant the vines and wait a period of time before they produce different decent wine. So I think that value transformation is important, and I'm not sure in the disclosure package that we've put together that there will be sufficient information for users to make that determination on their own. But I want to look in at the package and see what we have once it's drafted.
Beth?
I have similar concerns as I've expressed over the last several board meetings in this area, and I'm not necessarily convinced I will dissent, but I'm concerned about the way we're representing the response and the feedback we're getting in this area, and then our response to that. I completely understand the concern about reported volatility caused by fair value methodologies. However, I think we may be going too far in removing a lot of good information that is in the financial statements as a result of fair value information. So my concern here would be, are we throwing out too much? And I'd like to see the package of disclosures as well. And potentially, I'd also like to see a question posed to in the document, in the ED, that says, are there other alternatives that the board should have considered? For example, reporting fair value through OCI or requiring fair value disclosures. Because again, based on the outreach I've done and the analysis I've done, it's more concerned about reported volatility in P&L. That's really my issue.
Okay. Ian?
You'll also know that I was on that side during the debate, but I guess I take a slightly different view. We were outvoted, and I'm not really I don't think cost accumulation methodology is the best methodology. I agree with you that fair valuing at maturity is what I thought. But I'm not sure at the end of the day it's going to make all that much difference. I think it's actually going to be harder for the preparers to gather the cost information than to do the fair value as they go through. But I don't think I'm concerned enough to dissent.
Well, if it's going to be harder, we might find out during the outreach.
That's right. Good point.
Okay.
Okay, and the last question is, are the board happy with a standard comment period of 120 days?
When do you plan to get it out, to start the 120-day clock?
Well, I think we've got a date for pre-balloting around 15th of April, if that to fit in with the other ballots that are out at the moment. So depends how long it takes after that.
Have we discussed in public the disclosures enough? Or can you take us directly to balloting without any further discussion on the disclosures?
Well, the decision of the board meeting last time was that there would be a question. I've actually at the moment thought of two different questions, one about the fair value disclosure and one about the other disclosures.
Yeah, my question is, can we skip the public discussion and move directly to having disclosures proposed in the ballot document? And then have the discussions after, because normally we have a public discussion about disclosures, and I'm not sure.
We did.
Read it sufficiently in detail? I don't remember the details, but yeah.
It was discussion. Okay. Discussion.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Michelle. Then we continue.